Good morning and welcome to the KRFY Morning Show. This is your Tuesday Morning Show host, Julie Calamine, and I welcome all of our great KRFY listeners to another fun Tuesday where we are talking about the outdoors, the environment, and recreation. Today is going to be a little bit of all of it, but I'm going to start with the weather report first, as I always do. Anyway, guys, for those of you who love winter, we have what looks to be a little bit of wintry weather coming. And I'm looking at chances of snow today, tomorrow, and then on Thanksgiving, we're looking for what appears to be a little bit of sunny, nice weather. So for skiers, hikers, anybody who likes to get out, this looks like a good week. Highs in the middle 30s, lows in the upper 20s, and it is just that fall going into winter weather here in North Idaho. And have I got the topic to be thinking about what's going to be coming into the winter time here in Sandpoint? Because I am fortunate enough this morning to be joined by Taylor Prather. And Taylor is the new marketing communications manager up at Schweitzer. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Julie. Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you and to meet you and a nice fresh face at Schweitzer. So welcome. Welcome to Sandpoint.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, you are relatively new to Schweitzer, and I know you are the successor to Dig Krismer. So for those of you listeners who remember interviews with Dig, this is Dig's replacement. We miss you, Dig, but happy to have Taylor. Taylor, tell us just a little bit about your background, how you came to be here working at Schweitzer.
Absolutely. So it's actually a really funny story how my husband and I ended up in Sandpoint. We had left Colorado. I was working at a ski area in Colorado for the last 5 years, doing the exact same thing that I'm doing now. And we ended up taking a trip this summer, traveling around the West and just really enjoying the time spent in our teardrop camper. And the first time we broke down was here in Sandpoint.
Oh, that's probably a familiar story to many Sandpoint, now Sandpoint residents.
Yeah, so we broke down in July, and while we waited 2 weeks for our vehicle to get repaired, we fell in love with the area, and just about the same time this position opened up. So it felt a little serendipitous.
Wow, that is a great story. We always ask our guests how they came to be here, and it's often like, oh, we came for a vacation. We went over the Long Bridge, we fell in love, and we stayed. But you are the first one I've heard that was stuck here for 2 weeks and fell in love.
Yep, good old Baldy Mountain Road got the best of us this summer, but we're glad it did.
That's a pretty good one. Okay, so tell us just a little bit about the job. What do you do? What is your job as marketing communications manager?
My job is really fun. I'm always looking to spread the good word about what's going on at Schweitzer, whether it's winter or summer. Sometimes you'll find me behind the lens. I'll be out on the mountain taking pictures of guests skiing and riding. Sometimes I'm running the social media, sending emails. So it's a little bit of everything.
That is a little bit of everything. You're not just sitting up in an office in front of a computer then.
No, my goal is to get out there as much as possible.
Well, who, if you're an outdoors person, who wouldn't want that job? And I would think it would help with any enthusiasm that you would want to be able to share with folks.
Yeah, I've been snowboarding for the last 15 years, so any opportunity I can to be out there and see how our guests are enjoying their experience at Schweitzer, I'm happy.
Yeah, cool. And so you're out there watching what people are doing and enjoying it, and you're getting it out to social media, you're communicating, and that's what you're going to be doing for us this morning. So let's just move on and get into it. What is going on at Schweitzer this fall?
Yeah, so we were very busy over the summer making sure the village was just right for our guests coming in to visit us this winter. Right now, we're focused on getting fully opened. So we opened last weekend for a bonus ski and snowboard weekend. We've closed for the next 4 days, and then we'll reopen Friday for 7-day-a-week operations.
Okay, and how was that early opening? I know it's always limited. What were people doing? A little skiing on magic carpet or what?
Well, we did have skiing on Midway and Basin Express. Conditions have been great. You know, we started the season off with 3 feet of fresh snowfall. And so folks came up and got their ski legs under them. And it was really well received. A lot of people were super excited to be out there.
Yeah, I did talk to a few people who were out and they enjoyed it. And they're looking forward to more of the mountain opening, as all of us are. And full disclosure, folks, I'm a skier. And so I can't wait to get out to Schweitzer. Got my 6 day, so I won't be on Saturdays, but I'll be out as many other days as I can. Really fun. All right, so let's just talk about what is open. We know there's a little skiing open. Is anything else happening at this time?
Yeah, so we're just in the process of opening all of our outlets as well. The new Humbird Hotel is open. We have a great lodging deal in November. We also have a restaurant in there. So if you want to come up and just check it out, that new space is gorgeous. And then, yeah, just getting our skiing and riding, you know, our lifts and our terrain open is really the main focus right now.
Yeah, I would think so. And getting you must always have some new staff that have to get used to working at Schweitzer, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of training going on, a lot of new staff. But yeah, we're really excited for Friday.
Yeah. And not only those guys, but the ski patrol and the mountain hosts all have to kind of get going. I have two or three friends who are mountain hosts, and I know that they've been busily getting their education taken care of and getting ready to be out helping people.
Yeah, it's definitely the village is buzzing with a lot of staff getting ready for the season. So we're all really excited to start welcoming our guests.
All right. I'm excited. I would like to talk a bit about what maybe isn't happening yet, but what will be happening once we get a little bit more snow. And that's a lot of topics, Taylor. On my list, I don't even know if I should list them all right now. We'll get to them all. But snowshoeing, tubing, twilight skiing, kids' night, ski boarding classes, entertainment. Where do you want to start?
I think, let's start with what's top of mind right now, and that is the terrain. You know, people came up last weekend and got their laps in on Midway, but we are really looking forward to expanding terrain when we reopen this weekend. So we will have beginner terrain offered with musical chairs and the carpet. And then we will also be opening tubing for the weekend. So we put some snowmaking in over the summertime, and that helped us get our tubing lanes open a little bit earlier. So we're excited to bring that online for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
That is really nice, because those are fun activities for kids and adults too, I would assume. It's nice to get those up and running and get the kids coming and excited about snow and winter in Schweitzer.
Mm-hmm.
What about lighting? Is that down the front slope mainly?
Yeah, so for our twilight skiing, we will have the Midway Trail and Basin Express open, as well as musical chairs. So that beginner intermediate for when we start going with our twilight skiing, which is scheduled to start on December 26th.
Okay, that's soon. I have to admit, I've never night skied at Schweitzer. There's always been enough daytime for me. I'm from Minnesota, as listeners know, and boy, we did plenty of night skiing there. But here, I haven't had to resort to it yet.
I'm also originally from Wisconsin, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
But yeah, we do have night skiing starting in December, right around that holiday time frame, which will be super nice. And those are discounted lift tickets. So they're $40 at the window, but they're $20 online. And it is part of our Own the Night program. So we give half of that back to selected local nonprofits.
That is really cool. And knowing that Schweitzer is a resort that does really work to give back, there are a few days and community events that really are geared toward locals. And some of them that I'm thinking of are, for example, 7B Day, 7B, and Toyota Days. What about those?
Mm-hmm. So our events calendar hasn't been finalized quite yet for the season, but we do anticipate having the Toyota Day on January 27th.
Great.
So mark your calendar for that. If you have your Toyota, come on up, get your free lift ticket for a Friday of skiing and riding.
Yes.
We're also a part of Ski Idaho's Peak Season Passport for 5th and 6th graders. So that means that 5th and 6th graders who sign up for their program on Ski Idaho's website can come to Schweitzer for 2 days this season.
That's pretty great. So parents who are listening, remember, get on that website and get your kids some free ski days.
Yeah, I believe it's $18 to sign up, and then you get 2 free days at a bunch of different resorts around Eastern Washington and Idaho.
Right. So bear in mind, it isn't just Schweitzer. It's mm-hmm. areas all over the region, and kids can really start to learn to ski, 5th and 6th graders. Do you know, are rentals included?
Rentals are not included, but a lot of the shops offer rentals at a discounted rate for younger kids. So the best bet is always to check their website. And sometimes you even get a bigger discount if you book in advance.
Yeah. And to be able to ski for a day for the cost of a discounted rental, that's a good deal when you're wanting to learn.
Absolutely.
That's really nice. Well, let's see. What else are we going to cover here? Well, I don't think we've covered everything that's happening. What about instruction, because there's a lot of it offered at Schweitzer.
You mean our ski?
Yes, yeah, instruction program.
Our snow sports school. So yeah, we're getting ready to get that up and running. You know, we had modified operations over the last couple of seasons with COVID, but we're excited to get back to offering our group lessons. We have kinder camp for the little ones that'll get them out in the snow. We have private lessons, which, you know, to me seem like such a great deal, especially if you're looking to maximize your day on the mountain and really get to know the mountain. I'm new, and I know there are a lot of new people in the area. And so I almost think the private lesson could be the way to go because it's a one-on-one individualized instruction. So you pick up tips along the way, but you also get to know the mountain.
I couldn't agree more. And the instructors that I've met at Schweitzer seem so helpful, and they also seem able to understand what it is you're going to be needing, what kind of help you need.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a bunch of different offerings. They're all on our website. You can read through them all. If you want to come up for a ski day, put your kids in kinder camp, they'll be able to get out for some turns as well. And that children's center is amazing. I've never seen anything like that at a different ski resort. It's for kids ages 4 months to 6 years. So really a great facility that you should take advantage of if you want to take a few runs and put the kids into something that's super engaging and super fun.
Yeah, kinder camp. Do they pay for that or is that part of their daily lift ticket? How does it work?
Nope. So it is a fee and it's based on what kind of program they're going to be entered into. So for the younger ones, it's just a regular daycare type program. And then for the older ones, you can add lessons onto it. So even if they are between that like 3 to 5 age group, you know, they're not going to do a full day of lessons. They're going to go out for maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, but it's really great because they get that expert instruction from one of our ski school instructors. And then they also get, you know, the nap time, the snack time, all of that. So it really is a great facility.
No kidding. And mom and dad who might be able to use a break from the little guys can get out and do some skiing. They've probably been looking forward to that for a long time.
Exactly.
Some hours away from the kids and knowing that the kids are having some fun learning about skiing.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. I know there are classes for the geezers too, and I'm just trying to remember the name of it. What is it called?
Is it Nice Turns?
I think so. Yeah. Nice Turns.
Yeah. So our Nice
Sorry Geezers, I didn't mean to insult you over the air.
Our Nice Turns program, that schedule is actually all online on Schweitzer.com. So if there is a day and time, or you maybe have a favorite instructor, all of that information is on there, so you can go check it out and sign up for the Nice Turns program.
That's cool. Cool. And there's also a racing program for adults, isn't there?
In February, I believe it's called Starlight.
That sounds right.
And I've already been commandeered to be a part of an employee team, so you'll see me out there.
Oh, boy. And what is your, do you have a little racing experience, or will this be new to you?
No, I'm a snowboarder. I like to go fast. I haven't had a lot of experience with gates yet, but there's a group of female snowboarders at Schweitzer. So I'm really excited to join the team.
Good. And hopefully they'll get you geared up and practicing a little bit before the races start.
I hope so.
Yeah, we don't want to have any major crashes. No yard sales. Right? Can you have a yard sale on a snowboard? I bet you can.
I mean, I've seen it happen before. I'm not sure how, but.
All right. So let's see. Let's talk about just other things. I mean, we know there's entertainment happening, and that's pretty regularly happening up at Schweitzer. Let's talk about some of those interesting events.
Yeah, our first event that is on the calendar is, you know, Taps is our opera bar, always has live music going. They're still working on finalizing that schedule, but I know for sure on December 17th, there's going to be an open mic night. So if you are a singer, a poet, a comedian, if you have a talent that you want to show off, definitely go up to Taps on December 17th from 4 to 6. We'll have open mic nights. And I think they're going to try to do that a few times this winter. So we'll kick it off in December.
Boy, that sounds fun. Not from the perspective of showcasing any of my own talent, but it would be fun to hear some of our local talent. I think that sounds really neat.
Absolutely.
You know, I stepped ahead just a little bit because there was something else I wanted to talk about, and that is education opportunities up on the mountain. And One of those things I know about are avalanche training classes. That happens. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we have a lot of great partnerships with local organizations, national organizations to help educate backcountry skiers and riders. You know, IPAC, the Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center, is a big one with snow forecasting. I think they're going up to 3 times a week this year and lots of educational opportunities. We also have a couple of transceiver or beacon parks at our mountain. So if you're familiar with going into the backcountry and you already have that transceiver, you can go and just kind of test your skills, refresh them, get in there and use those skills, because the more you use them, the better off you're going to be in the backcountry.
That is a great opportunity for folks that are maybe unfamiliar or would like to know a little bit more about getting off the main trails to mm-hmm. be educated and not put themselves at risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And I always think a really great step is utilizing a service like Selkirk Powder Guides, or, you know, something that takes you out of the ski area boundary, but in a very safe way with guides. You know, they have snowcat skiing, they have snowmobiling, so you'll pick up a little bit of that, but then also taking a course like the ARI courses. So those are avalanche education courses that you can actually get certified in, and you'll use all of the tools that you would use in the backcountry. You'll simulate a burial. Like, those types of educational opportunities are crucial if you expect to be going out of the boundary.
Oh, I think so. That mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense. So maybe a class, and then maybe an opportunity to ski with somebody that knows what they're doing from the mountain, and then maybe at some point you're able to take off and do it.
Yeah, and then one more thing I just want to call out is we do have a new partnership with a company called AirFlare, and that is a mobile application that you can download on your cell phone. And it's not only great for use in the backcountry, it doesn't take the place of a transceiver, but it is a way for search and rescue crews to locate you if you ever become stuck in an uncomfortable situation out in the mountains. But it can also be used at Schweitzer. So if you have a kid who has a cell phone and you have a cell phone, you guys can both download this app and track kind of where your kids are going.
Oh.
Or if you're on an area on the mountain, you're not sure, you can send a signal out and our patrol will come and find you. So it's a really great tool, and something, like I said, it doesn't take the place of an avalanche beacon or transceiver, but it is a great tracking tool. And I would just say, you know, definitely check that out. We have information on our website, and we do offer a free 6-month subscription with our partnership with AirFlare.
AirFlare. So it works with your cell phone. Mm-hmm. And as you were telling me about it, it sounded a little bit to me like the Garmin InReach. However, that works from your phone.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works.
Okay.
So it's an app that you can just open and it'll run on the background. I think one of the challenges that AirFlare really looked into is those kind of apps can really drain your phone.
Oh.
But they have a great easy to use platform that kind of teaches you how to set up your phone so it will last a long time and also be able to locate you if you ever got into a situation where you needed help.
That sounds great. I suppose what one would learn would be that you wouldn't maybe have it your location constantly finding you, maybe saving it for when you actually need to send out a message or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that you can use all day on the mountain or all day in the backcountry, but yeah, not something that's constantly running.
Yeah, cool. Well, I made a note about that one because I think that could be useful. What if you're just looking for your friend skiing around, you've lost track of them on the mountain? Mm-hmm. Maybe it would work that way, too.
Absolutely. That's absolutely what it's designed for in a resort setting.
Yeah, because our cell phones don't work everywhere on Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. I've definitely experienced that. For example, trying to figure out a lunch meeting, and then suddenly you don't have cell phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be very helpful. Even when no one's in trouble, just hungry.
Yep, exactly.
Right. Well, let's see. What else are we going to cover with what's happening not related to construction or development? Are there other? Oh, I had one more, Taylor, and that's what I think is still happening, and that's the snow school. Is that still going to take place through Seoul, where the kids learn about snowflakes and snow layers. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us more about
so,
that.
Yeah. So I'm not super familiar with that program, but we do have all of that information on our website. It's kind of in the same area as where the fifth and sixth grade passport is. So if you're looking for something for your younger kids up to your teenagers, you know, that's information is all going to live there.
Yeah, because that's kind of a cool program incorporating time up at Schweitzer with some science. It's kind
I love
of a
it.
Neat thing.
I might have to join in on some of that this season.
We've interviewed those folks before, and it sounds like there's a lot anyone could learn. I'm tempted to show up and volunteer and learn a little bit myself. Well, all right. We've covered a lot about early season, what's going to happen and what's coming up and many things that are continuing to happen. It sounds like it's going to be a great year at Schweitzer. Any indications, Farmer's Almanac predictions of what kind of a snow year we're going to have?
I was wondering if you were going to ask me this question. You know, I keep hearing the term triple dip La Nina.
Ooh.
So it's the third year of La Nina, which means a lot of forecasters are calling for very cold and very snowy conditions up here in North Idaho.
Oh,
we're obviously really on board with that. We're super excited to be hearing that. But, you know, with long range forecasts, they're not always completely accurate. So I love to hear your earlier weather update, just seeing snow coming back into the forecast, and hopefully that will continue for the rest of the season.
How true. And you being a former Wisconsin person and me from Minnesota, we don't really know true cold here. So if it got cold enough that we got some nice fluffy snow, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I mean, that makes a big difference in what kind of snow ends up falling on the mountain, and we want that light, fluffy powder, so.
We do. At least we have fingers crossed that we'll get some of that, be able to enjoy it. Well, Taylor, let's take a short song break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what's happening in terms of development up at Schweitzer. For those of you just joining us, this is KRFY, Community Supported Radio for North Idaho, and I'm being joined this morning by Schweitzer Mountains Marketing Communications Manager, new manager, Taylor Prather. Anyway, a little snowy tune coming, and then we will be back to talk about what's happening in terms of building and development. All right, well, that was, for those of you who haven't been around 80 years, that was Ella Fitzgerald with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Good song for this time of the year. This is KRFY, Community Supported Radio from North Idaho. I'm Julie Calamine, your Tuesday morning show host. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm being joined by the new and exciting Taylor Prather, Marketing Communications Manager. Taylor, it's so nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, Julie. I'm excited to be here.
It's great. Well, we've talked about a lot of the fun stuff that's happening or about to happen at Schweitzer, and we have a little more of that to talk about, maybe Nordic, but then we'll go on to talking about what's happening in terms of development and construction with Schweitzer. Would you like to start with some info about the Nordic?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been asking about our Nordic trails, especially with our early bonus weekend opening. So just an FYI, those trails have not been groomed yet. We're looking for a little bit more snowfall, but I will say there have been some classic skiers out there already and said conditions were pretty good. So we'll look forward to getting those trails groomed as soon as we can.
That's great. Well, we're all impatient. I love Nordic skiing with a predicted really cold winter. That's a way to stay warm.
Absolutely.
And at times, you know, we know that we have Pine Street Woods, but it's not quite as high as the Schweitzer Nordic. And mm-hmm. so often Schweitzer is a place where you need to get to if you want some good Nordic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look forward to that opening. All right. Moving on to construction development, a few areas, including employee housing. So let's talk about all of it.
Yeah, let's. So we've had a lot of great things happening over the last year. You know, it kind of kicked off with that new Humbird Hotel, our 31-room boutique hotel right in the village, which has been a great amenity for our guests. But at the same time, we are really focused on creating an experience for our employees as well. So currently, if you go over by Walmart in Pondere, you'll probably see some construction happening, and that is our new employee housing facility. So we broke ground on that in the spring. the construction teams have been working like crazy. I think all of us are really surprised every time we go down there how much progress they're making. But we're super excited because that facility will provide yet another avenue for us to get some affordable housing in this community.
Yeah, and so important for a ski area because it's a seasonal job for the most part. And really, it's really tough to find housing in any ski area. And for you guys to take the step to provide some employee housing is a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal, not just for our community, but also for the ski industry. I think there are a lot of resorts across the country that struggle with the same lack of affordable housing for our employees. So this is a great addition to our employee housing offering. We'll have our first phase is 84 apartment style units that are expected to start coming online in the spring. The nice thing about them, they have in-unit washer dryer, they have gear storage because we all know we like to be out in summer and winter doing all of the outdoor activities. And then some of them will also be pet friendly and designed for families. So multi-units, anything from studio up to 3-bedroom units, and we'll start bringing those online in the spring.
All right. And for whom will those be available? Year-round employees, seasonal employees? Who will get first dibs on those?
So we're still working on figuring out what will best serve the needs of our employees. So allocation hasn't been determined quite yet, but it will probably be a mix.
Okay. And when we're talking about affordability, do you have any idea of what the rental rates are going to be for Schweitzer employees?
I do not have that information quite yet, but I would say as we start getting closer to opening them up, we'll be posting all of that information on our website, and our HR teams will have that as well.
Okay. I'm sure there are lots of details that go into who's going to be able to claim those spaces because mm-hmm. they'll be in high demand. So I imagine you've got a lot to think about there.
Yeah. And Schweitzer's been really forward thinking in that, you know, that parcel of land is set up for multiple phases. And so the next phase, we're really looking on bringing more affordable housing to the community by partnering with some of the larger employers and just continuing to build on it.
Yeah. Wow. What a great project. And kudos to Schweitzer for getting going on that. That's great. Well, all right. There's other things happening, though, that require construction. I know parking has been an issue for some time. Schweitzer, what's happening there?
Yeah. So this season, we've added a few more spots to the roundabout lots and the fall line lot. But the bigger news related to that is that we have been doing a lot of forest clearing down by that public Nordic Trail.
The roundabout,
yes.
As we think of it.
Yes. So we're building a new road and a new parking lot, and that is going to be connected to a larger project called Base Camp. And what Base Camp is a brand new arrival area for skiers and riders.
Ah.
So it's a multi-year project. We started this summer, and we're really hoping to bring it to life over the next couple of seasons. But what that's going to do for parking is effectively double the amount of parking spaces that we have available up on the mountain.
Wow. What does that mean, arrival center? Is it actual parking, or will it be like a bus? Tell us how it'll work, if you know.
Of course. Yeah. So in a perfect world, when it's all finished, we'll have a brand new road that cuts off that roundabout, and you're going to drive down that road, and there's going to be a 1400 space parking lot down there. So that's pretty substantial.
That's big.
Yes. And connected to that parking lot is going to be the new musical chairs lift, which we're going to replace this coming summer. So we're hoping to have that in time for next season, which is the 23-24 season. So we're going to realign that lift, and then in future years, we're going to create some sort of an arrival experience. So there's going to be ski school down there. There's going to be a little retail shop down there. So folks who go down that way, it's mostly for beginner skiers and riders in the beginning, but they'll have a great little one-stop shop to kind of get their ski day going.
Yeah, not just a parking lot. It'll
exactly.
have a little more going on.
Exactly.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, but for the most part, the big the big news is that we will have more parking and then we will have a new lift. So it's going to take a couple of seasons. The new lift, like I said, is slated to go in over the summer, so in time for next season. And then the parking lot and the road are really the big projects because, you know, we have to put utilities into those roads. We have to clear them. We have to, you know, pave them. So there's a lot that goes into it. So that's going to take a little bit longer, but we're hoping to have that ready for the following season. So that would be the 24-25 season.
Yeah, it's difficult to create a road in the mountains. I 100% understand. It's so good that that Schweitzer's on it, though, and we're going to have more parking. We've just got to be a little patient.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, cool. And what about, are there other things we should know about? Any restaurants, any other kind of interesting things coming up?
Yeah. So for the more near future, we are actually putting some of the finishing touches on our new spa. It's called Cambium, which is also another word for the growth layer in a tree and some plants. So it ties kind of back into that whole ethos of the Humbird, tying back to our history and logging. So I love the name. I think it's amazing. But we are going to be opening a new wellness spa. So that hopefully, fingers crossed, will be ready in time for the holiday season. And it will have 5 treatment rooms and a couple of Halo IR saunas, which are infrared salt saunas, really great for recovery. And things like, you know, percussion massagers and the compression sleeves. So great things for if you're out on the mountain, you have a really full day and you need that recovery. So there will be a little bit of everything offered there, but we're really excited to get Cambium online for the winter.
Wow, that sounds really special. And for those of us middle age and beyond, I speak for myself, what a nice way to get yourself ready for more days of skiing. Cool.
Absolutely. So more information about that will be posted on our website. Like I said, we're really close, but we're not quite there yet. But look for information about Cambium Spa in the next few weeks.
Wow, that's a lot. What have I missed? What else is happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. I mean, that is a lot, right?
That is a lot. Yes, it's a ton, and you've covered it very clearly and well. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just really excited to get the winter season going, you know, seeing all of our locals up there, some of our new visitors. You know, we're just really excited to get the winter season underway. So all of the information that I talked about will be posted on our website or is already on our website. So Schweitzer.com is a great resource.
Yeah, Schweitzer.com, it really is. And then there's always the opportunity to view what's happening on the mountain up there. I love going there just to look at the snow cams.
Oh, I should have mentioned.
Yes, snow cams.
So yes, we have a few new webcams coming.
Nice.
So we'll be able to showcase some different parts of the mountain that you may not have been able to see on our website before. So definitely go to our snow report page, go to our webcam page, and we'll post all of these updates on our social media channels as well. So once they're available, you'll know about it.
All right. And I have to ask you one more thing. You know, Dig was a very faithful snow reporter. Is that part of your job? Are you doing the snow report?
I am. So Dave and Laura will be doing the early morning snow reports like you guys have been used to in the past. And then I'll be jumping in. I think it's 4 days a week. I'll be jumping in and having the snow phone updated, the website updated, all that good stuff. So,
okay. Well, I think you may know this, or if you don't know it yet, you will soon know it. We understand that reading and listening to the snow report is sort of an interpretation, and one has to read between the lines. Have you had any training or any instruction on how you're going to make every snow report sound promising?
Not quite yet. You know, I want to be able to showcase the mountain in the best light possible, but obviously we want to be realistic with our guests too. So like you said, it will be a line that I'll have to follow.
That's right. Well, I'm sure you'll get better and better at it as the season goes on and learn a lot of words for fog, clouds, what else? Snizzle, etc.
You're absolutely right.
So anyway, well, I think we've covered most of it, and we'll go ahead and conclude this talk and go to some music. But I want to thank you very much, Taylor Prather, for joining us today. I I'm sure you're excited, and we're excited to have you as the new marketing communications manager at Schweitzer. And it's been a great first interview.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right. Well, Taylor, you picked this song, and you said it was on your...
My Powder Day playlist.
Thank you. I was humming and hawing trying to remember her Powder Day playlist, and it is Cream White Room. So we'll get to that, and then I'll be back with some updates on what's happening on KRFY. Thank you. Thank you so much, Taylor.